what differentiates us and really why people use Indiegogo goes back to why and how we started Indiegogo. We believe fundamentally that everyone deserves a right to raise money for their idea. And because of that, we created an open platform for that to happen. So we don't have a curation process. We don't have an application process. All you need is an idea and a willingness to go after that idea. And you click create, you launch a campaign. And that has been the case for the last almost 6 years since we launched. That's a huge reason people can get started right away. Another big reason is we're everywhere. So we've built the system on the back end to launch a campaign from anywhere. We have campaigns in every country, which means we have funders in every country. And so if you want to raise money from a global audience, Indiegogo is the place to do it. The third reason is we have the most optionality and flexibility built into the campaign process and campaign experience, which this optionality and flexibility allows you to optimize your campaign, edit, pivot, iterate as you go so that you can actually maximize the most amount of money raised. Examples of that is we both have fixed funding and flex funding. Most platforms just have one approach. We also allow for things like perk swapping. It allows you to test different perks, test different pricing of things. If something's being claimed very well, then you can add an additional perk of the same perk but at a higher price to see if people keep claiming it at a higher price. So you can test your pricing. You can do features of perks mid-campaign, throw one in, remove it, basically allow you to really learn what your funders want and what they're willing to pay and what features they want, et cetera. We also have analytics on the back end that allow you to run referral contests, allows you to really understand who your social influencers are, who's sharing your campaign, what countries they're coming in from. We have the most payment options. You can take credit card, PayPal. We also have what is called the Outpost, which is you can launch a campaign on Indiegogo. You'll have your campaign that lives and breathes on Indiegogo, but you can also have a mirrored version of that campaign on your own website. So similar to a blog, you can embed your campaign into your own website so it feels like the same look and feel, but you still have the benefits of both worlds. You still have access to the global funder base on Indiegogo, the customer happiness, the payments, the trust and safety, all that, but you also benefit from any kind of traffic you're driving to your own website. So that's the optionality and flexibility. The fourth reason is the amount of education that we equip you with. So many people come to us simply because we prepare them the best. And then on top of that, we offer the best amplification. So the whole point that Indiegogo exists is to allow people to raise more money than they ever could do on their own. Because we're this global ecosystem, because we've got the social media integration, we've got a whole engine built into the whole process such that if you are working really hard and you engage your audience, you earn extra promotion on Indiegogo, you get higher up in the recommendation engine. So basically, we reward effort and engagement with your community. We do that through what's called the GoGo Factor, which is our kind of Google PageRank algorithm. So four big reasons. It's the open, global, the optionality and flexibility of the site, and then the happiness, which is both in the amplification, which is the coaching we give you, as well as the tools and the embedded engine that we have to help amplify your campaign beyond anything you could do on your own.
So if you are just basically one person trying to raise money for mm-hmm. something, mm-hmm. You have a system whereby that message can get out? Because with some of the others, not naming names, if you don't do the work, I mean, if you don't have the spread, if you don't, the word never gets out.
That's the whole point Indiegogo exists, is to amplify your efforts. That's why we're a merit-based system. When you're working really hard and you've got an audience that's engaging you, whether you're trying to do a $10,000 campaign, a $100,000 campaign, a $1 million campaign, we turn on our amplification so that your idea gets beyond just the network that you bring. The key to success is you got to fuel that campaign with that network so that you almost like you're revving an engine, but then we are the engine that then helps amplify it beyond. The way that works is through just placement and promotion on our site. So we have recommendation engine. If somebody funds a campaign and your campaign is similar, as soon as they fund it, we'll present your campaign to them saying, if you funded this, you also might like this. We have our newsletters. We turn on PR. When your GoGo Factor goes crazy, we turn on PR for you. So it's product and off-product stuff that we do because we believe our purpose, our job, is to help you raise more money than you could ever do on your own and hit your goals.
Do you have an elasticity in the campaign? Let's say, for example, that somebody runs a campaign and it's going to be for 6 weeks and in 4 weeks they've made more than they could possibly want.
Mm-hmm.
Can they either A, end it early, or B, extend it if they haven't had a chance to make as much?
So we offer, that's another flexibility option that we offer. We allow people to change their campaign deadline once if they need to. Because sometimes you don't quite get the duration right, or you don't quite get your goal right. And or maybe it's the first time you're doing a campaign, you just don't know what your community wants to start you with. So we offer, you know, a one-time chance to change your deadline in case you run into unforeseen circumstances. And we, you know, we believe that, like, we're here to set you up for success. And if you even look at our logo, our campaigns are in our logo. We have a little window around our name, and we see that as the window into the future. And when you look through it, you see a campaign, and it changes, because without our campaigns, Indiegogo is nothing. Like, we are our campaigns, and that's all we live and breathe when we talk in the office. We've created a flexible ecosystem. We're constantly testing new product features, again, all going back to helping people raise the most and reach the most people that they possibly can.
Let me ask you a little bit about campaigns. Most people think of campaigns as, you know, you go over to Indiegogo, say, I want $100,000 or $10,000, depending what you want, or $1 million, and then you come back 4 weeks later and money cranks out the other end thanks to Indiegogo or whoever it might be. Not quite that way, is it?
Sometimes it can be.
Yeah, but not for the sensible conservative. If you want to be successful, there may be more to it.
If you want to be successful, there may be more to it. Yeah, you don't. The word crowdfunding is actually not a great word for the industry, because it implies you put up an idea, walk away, and the money shows up out of nowhere. The crowd just comes. It's kind of like a field of dreams. It's not that. Indiegogo is a way to engage your community and actually invite them into the ideation and creation process and literally put the power in their hands to decide if they want this idea to come to life. And the biggest mistake we see campaign owners make is they launch a campaign and then they ask for money. And I'm going to repeat that, because a lot of people might think that's not intuitive. The biggest mistake campaigners make is they launch a campaign and then they ask for money, or worse, they beg for money. Indiegogo is not about begging. It's not about guilt. It's about inviting people in to the ideation and creation process and letting them be a part of that success and giving them the option to contribute, whether it's monetary or time or physical, whatever. As a creator, a campaign leader, you are a leader of a movement, which is whether it's to start a business, to launch a bakery, to create a film, to go on tour with your band, to build an urban garden in your neighborhood. It doesn't matter. But as the leader of a campaign, you are the leader of this community. And the way to be successful is to treat your community, treat your funders like your teammates. We're in this together. We want to let's build this urban garden. Do you guys want it to happen? If so, then get involved here. You can contribute $25, $50. You can contribute your time when we're actually building the garden, whatever it may be. But we can all do this together.
And what are some of the things they should do or think about or plan to expect to do to get the campaign really going, get that word out so it's a successful campaign?
Well, first, they should look at all of the Indiegogo educational resources that we have online and talk with our customer happiness team, who's available 24 hours a day or 24/7, so they'll get back to you in 24 hours. The three keys to success are really having a great campaign, which is where it starts, which includes having a video, having a specific funding target, offering interesting perks within the video and the pitch of the text within your campaign. It's not just talking about what you're trying to do, but also who you are and why you're trying to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish and why you're so passionate about it. On Indiegogo, our research shows that people fund for four reasons. We call these the four perks. Sorry, we call them the four P's to make it easy for people to remember. The first is people. So people fund people. So that's why you put yourself in the video, because they want to look into your eyes and believe you and trust that you're going to take their money and put it to work in the way you want to put it to work. Second is project and passion. The idea that you're the business you're building, or the project you're trying to launch, or the creative endeavor that you're trying to grow, people need to be excited about that. And so you want to talk about the what. The third is participation. So this is the idea that if we all had our way, we probably would all be having 24 full-time jobs. We all have interests all over the place. The concept that we have to just do one job at a time is, like, A, frustrating, and B, slowly changing. But it's just because there's only so much time in the day. So if maybe you're a lawyer, but you've always dreamed about being a filmmaker, Indiegogo is a way to participate in the film creation process. Maybe you fund a project, and we actually had a film project offer the ability to hold a boom on a film set as a perk, which a filmmaker would be like, that is the worst job in the world. But for someone outside the film industry, it's a way to participate in the film industry and get to be part of the action. And so participation is a big motivator. And then the fourth motivator is the perk. So whatever you're billing, if you're building a robot, you can offer the robot as a perk. If you're writing a book, you can offer your book as the perk. If you're, you know, making a film, you can offer the DVD, or you can offer the person's name in the film as a perk. You can get really creative. It doesn't have to be monetary. You know, we have, if you're a musician, you can offer the ability to let a funder name your song as a perk. It's all about, again, community engagement and letting the community be part of it.
But they never come in as investors.
They're not investors. So what that means is they don't ever have an equity stake. So they don't own a piece of your project. They don't have any rights to profits or anything like that. But what they are emotional investors. They're people who, when they're given the opportunity to actually make something happen, and you make it as easy as giving $25 or $100 or contributing perks, whatever it is, they're now emotionally invested in this idea coming to life. And a great example of this is there was an artificial hand project that was running out of the UK. And we recently were in Australia doing a roadshow, empowering all of our Australian customers how to use Indiegogo and giving them tips. And I met an individual there who had read about us coming to town, didn't know anything about Indiegogo. He went online, looked us up, saw that we had all these amazing projects from all across the world coming to life. He himself was an engineer, and he found this artificial intelligence or this artificial hand project. It was using a type of code that he knew a lot about, and he got so excited about this project that he actually funded it to get a hand. I think he put $2,500 in on the spot. And then after he funded it, he reached out to the campaign owner and said, "Oh my God, I love your project so much. I know how to code in the language that you're coding your hand in, and happy to help. You give me some work. I'll do it for free. I just want to see this happen." That kind of serendipity happens all the time on Indiegogo.
We had another example today of someone that found the chief operating officer also through crowdfunding.
It's all about when you open up your ideation and creation process to the world, the people that really want to be involved, reach out and get involved. But you got to put your idea out there, and the campaign on Indiegogo is the way to do it and to make it really get out there in front of as many people as possible.
You're talking about you finding people don't do just one campaign. Mm. They do it in phases, and they do one and another.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects that or people that use Indiegogo as a way to raise money for a piece of their project, go then spend it, do what they say they're going to do, and then come back, do another campaign for the next phase of their project, go and spend it, do what they say they're going to do, then come back for a third phase of their project. Again, because you're treating your funders like your teammates and you're inviting them into this process, we're seeing more and more people fund again and again and again. I used to get the question, thank goodness I don't get it anymore very much, but I used to get the question, are you afraid of funder fatigue? And that's when I would always say, if you look at Indiegogo as just pure funding and donations, yes, you're going to get funder fatigue because it's asking people for money. But if you're inviting people into something about and creating something, you're not asking for money. You're actually inviting them into a process. And so they want to, when they sign up for it, whether they fund it or help you with something, they're excited about it and they're invested in the success of it. So they want to keep helping it. Whenever somebody asks me, are you afraid of funder fatigue? I'm like, first, you're not looking at Indiegogo correctly. Let's talk about this invitation concept first. But then I always ask them, well, are you afraid that people are going to get tired of buying music? Or are you afraid of people getting tired of going to restaurants? No, that everyone wants to have experiences in life. And what's cool about Indiegogo is that it's a way to actually create your own experiences and shape the world around you and actually be in charge of that. And so if you're one of those people that maybe you didn't like Hollywood movies and you'd always complain that it's the same storyline over and over, well, now you have no excuse. You can go on Indiegogo and find a film and fund it, or go make a film and get the money to go make it. Like, go fund what matters to you. And if we're all doing that, then we're all leaning in our lives and we're all shaping the world in a much more engaged way. And I actually think that's going to have a lot more positive impact on this world when you've got people leaning in on their lives and being more engaged and taking, you know, their life in their own hands and creating the world that they want to exist around them.
Which brings me to my last question. You talked today about projects that have amazed you, surprised you. Mm-hmm. Projects that people wouldn't have expected to see on Indiegogo. So what is the most amazing project you've seen on Indiegogo, and what is the kind of thing that people wouldn't even expect?
Well, there's always, every week there's new creative endeavors that are popping up, and you're like, really? That's awesome. And I'm an underdog girl, so I love to root for the underdog. So I especially love projects that are the average person would say, oh, that's never going to happen. And I love it going on Indiegogo because we're open communities come together and they make it happen. But one surprising campaign was one that I didn't even fathom anybody would use Indiegogo for, and that was a baby. So we had a couple that couldn't afford IVF, and they had actually been on another platform. They hadn't heard of Indiegogo, but that platform had an application process, so they rejected them. And then someone told them about Indiegogo, which is the open and empowering platform. And they went on Indiegogo within a day, got their campaign up, or within minutes got their campaign up, and a few weeks later they had raised $8,000, enough to pay for IVF. And then it took 9 months, but the baby came. That child now exists because of Indiegogo.
That is awesome. What's the most money that anybody's ever raised on Indiegogo?
The largest campaign has for a phone that raised $12.8 million out of the UK. But on Indiegogo, size doesn't necessarily mean better. It's all about what you need to achieve to be successful in your own right. So if you're a bakery and you need $10,000 to buy an oven, or if you're a bookshop and you need, you know, $5,000 to put a down payment on the rental spot, or if you're a robotist and you need $1 million to launch your product, Indiegogo is for all of that. And what's cool is because we have such diversity of projects, because we're open and agnostic, we have campaigns that are creative, like films and books. We have entrepreneurial campaigns like small businesses and gadgets. And then we have cause or community-oriented campaigns, which are more like campaigns for nonprofits. When Hurricane Sandy hit, we had hundreds of campaigns launched to fund Red Cross and other nonprofits doing relief work all overnight, because we empower people to fund what matters to them and raise money. So while it wasn't Red Cross running the campaigns, it was people across the country all creating their own Indiegogo campaign to raise money for the Red Cross and other organizations. So what's cool about it is that it's just super broad, and because of that, you have funders funding everything. And while most campaign creators are industry specific, so if you're a filmmaker raising money, you're probably going to raise money again for another film, etc. But when you're a funder, you know, funders are human beings. We like all kinds of things. And so by being this open platform with all kinds of ideas, it makes it really interesting to be a funder, because then we can show you all kinds of ideas.
And how does Indiegogo make money?
Indiegogo is set up so that we're only successful if our customers are successful. So we take a percentage of funds raised, which is 4% when you meet your funding target. And then there's credit card processing fees on top of that.
Right. So do you have to reach your target to get the money? Or are you one of the companies that says whatever it is that you raise, you have and take our 4%?
We are both. So we offer both fixed funding and flex funding. Fixed funding is the model where you set your funding target, and if you reach your goal, you get your money, and if you don't reach your goal, then you don't get the money. The money goes back to the funders. We also offer flex funding, where if you reach your goal or you don't reach your goal, you still get the money. And we offer both options because both options are right for different scenarios. On Indiegogo, flex is by far the more popular option, simply because most people, when they're using Indiegogo, they're moving forward on their project no matter what, and Indiegogo is a way to just raise as much money possible right now to keep moving forward. So even if they come up short, they're still going to move forward, and maybe they'll just come back and do another campaign a little earlier than they had originally planned. Fixed funding is only really right for people who can't move forward on a project unless they get a minimum amount of money raised. So a good example of that is someone who's building a physical product where it's a minimum amount of cost. No matter how many units you create, there's a minimum cost to like setting up the tooling or the manufacturing facilities just to even start to produce them. Or another example is we had a campaign that was run by the woman who runs Lesbians Who Tech, which is a networking organization for lesbians in the technology field. She had run a very successful inaugural conference in San Francisco, and people flew in from all over the country to attend. It was so successful, people started demanding that she have another conference in New York City. It was a complete surprise to her, but she said, well, if people want it, let's put it to the test. So she did a fixed campaign where she said, if we raise $20,000, we'll have the minimum amount of money we need to actually pull this conference off in New York, and if we can't raise $20,000, then we won't do it. And so, she put the power into the hands of her community to decide. They, within 5 days, reached well over $20,000 and had their second conference, which was a phenomenal success as well.
Anything we didn't know to ask you that we should ask you, or anything particular that you want to say?
So when are you guys going to run your Indiegogo campaign?
That's a really good question. I think we're going to sit down and really think this one through, because we do want to run one.
Great. Well, we have a whole cadre of coaches and experts in-house that can help you.
Let's talk about that. Let me go to one more thing that was really material. You said that there's you can do some things that make a huge difference mm-hmm. in the fundraising result. For example, doing a video had a very considerable and measurable result. Doing follow-up emails or communications. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about that, how much difference that makes?
From our data, what it shows is when you have a campaign and you put a video in it, on average you raise 115% more than campaigns without videos. So we can't ever say there's a causal relationship, but we can just see the correlation that campaigns with videos raise far more than campaigns without. You can only infer that videos matter. My take on it is that people, again, like we know from our data that they like to know the person, the project, the why, the what, the how, the who. And a video allows you to share that. You can also share it via text. But we also know that we live in a world where people like to consume media in different ways. Some people love to read. Some people love to listen, like your listeners. And some people love to watch. It allows you to kind of reach more audiences. Another statistic that we have is that on Indiegogo, when you do an update every 2 to 5 days, you raise on average 200% more. Just it's about keeping your audience engaged, not just about the project, but other current events going on related to your project. Another stat is campaigns with a team raise on average 90% more than campaigns without a team. So a solo run person run campaign doesn't do as well as campaigns that have a greater team involved. What's cool is all this data we publish on our web, on our blog, so that we empower everybody with the same statistics so they know what factors correlate to success.
So you can have a global campaign when, say, for example, you may be in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. but some of your people are in Bulgaria and some. Mm. So if you've got people who can sort of go out and beat the bushes in other parts of the world, yeah. That as a team is going to do better for you.
It doesn't have to be in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. I think what it speaks to is that you just have more people revving the engine and getting involved and spreading the word. And then your funders, once they fund, our functionality and our platform kind of prompts them to share if they want. They're not forced to, but making it very easy for them to just click a button and share it with their Facebook friends or their Twitter followers. So that's how Indiegogo helps you with amplification, where then it's very easy for your funders to then bring friends. And so suddenly you're building your audience as you're raising money and going beyond just your inner circle. A wonderful example is recently, I talked about it today, just recently a campaign by a couple out of Idaho. They are engineers that have been working on a really cool technology called solar roadways, which is basically technology that can make our roads solar powered. If all of our roads were lined with solar panels, we could actually power our cities and reduce our oil reliance and reduce the carbon emissions by, I think, 85%. It also, as you're driving across the road, electric cars will be powered automatically as you're driving. So lots of cool stuff in there. This campaign had used Indiegogo. They had raised about $30,000, and then their GoGo factor kicked in. And so they started to get raised up within our system, and then they really kicked in, and we started doing PR. And within a few weeks, they'd raised over $2 million and gotten on the radar of the White House. We actually got them invited to meet President Obama. So it was a pretty amazing story of how the community coming together to fund what matters to them can actually make something enormous happen. And now they're clearly attracting lots of funders and investors, and it's going to cost more than $2 million to change all of our roads to solar-powered roads. But it's the beginning, and this $2 million has not just given them the money to prototype it and get it out there in the market, but it's helped them build the awareness and get not just people in America, but I think over 50 countries have funded this campaign, and it just speaks to what matters to people all across the world. Another example is a campaign that used—sorry, I can talk about campaigns forever, but I forget the actual title of it, but it's now especially important, but there was a public radio station, I think it was in the Ukraine, that was being shut down and because of the government. And so the people running the radio station wanted to keep it going once they lost all their government funding. So they turned Indiegogo, and they raised the money from people across the world to keep this Ukraine public radio station going. Again, when you put the power in the hands of the people to decide what matters to them and fund what matters to them, all ideas are possible. And this reliance on the gatekeeper deciding what things should happen or not goes away. And suddenly you have funding happening more efficiently, and the ideas that are rising up are the ones that the world actually wants, not the ones that a couple gatekeepers think the world might want.